朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers and friends, and brothers and sisters and friends.
祝大家圣诞节快乐。
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas.
彼此问候一下好不好？圣诞快乐。
Each other, Merry Christmas.
特别欢迎第一次来到我们当中的新朋友们。
We especially welcome the new friends who is here for the first time.
希望你们在这里能够度过一个难忘的圣诞节。
We wish you to be here for an unforgettable Christmas.
今天是挪威人回家过这个回家团圆过圣诞夜的日子。
Today is the day when Norwegians would Christians would go home and celebrate their Christmas Eve.
他们经过这个我曾经呢被邀请过去。参加过挪威的家庭怎么过12月24号的
I was once invited to a Norwegian family to spend the Christmas Eve with them
他们虽然有的可能不信耶稣但是他们一家人今天晚上都会去参加这个崇拜
some of them may not be Christians but tonight they will all go to a church to celebrate Christmas
参加崇拜以后回到家里享受圣诞晚餐
And after the worship, they will go back home to enjoy the Christmas dinner.
晚餐以后他们会一起互赠礼物。
And after the dinner, they will exchange gifts.
然后有的甚至会载歌载舞。
And some of them may also sing or dance.
气氛非常的开心热闹。
The atmosphere could be very happy and lively.
今年十二月份。
And December this year?
这个网上有一个喜剧中文翻译成今年圣诞很挪威。
There was a comedy on the internet which is translated to This Christmas is very Norwegian.
这个英文叫做 Christmas as usual.
Christmas as usual.
Yeah. 然后呢这个喜剧已经名列了第八就是最流行电影当中的名列第八位。
And this comedy was ranked number 8 on the most popular list.
所以这可见挪威的圣诞节已经可以说是世界出名了哈。
It looks like the Norwegian Christmas has gone global.
然而这个圣诞节的意义不仅仅是看个电影。
But the meaning of the Christmas is not just watching a movie.
或者是放几天假跟家人团聚。
Or take a few days off or gather with your family.
圣诞节背后有很多的宗教意义。
There's a lot of religious meanings behind Christmas.
对我们每个人都是非常重要的。
Which is very important for every one of us.
我们刚才读的马太福音一章十八到二十五节。
The scripture that we just read, Matthew 1:18-25,
就告诉我们圣诞节的两个重要的信息。
Tells us two very important messages of Christmas.
一个就是耶稣的降生和救赎。
One is the birth and redemption of Jesus.
使我们重新与神重建破碎的关系。
And help us to rebuild the broken relationship with God.
人生就有了出路。
And we have a way out in life.
第二个重要信息叫做以马内利。
The second important message is called Emmanuel.
有人可能已经了解了它一点点意思。
Some of us may already know what it means.
但是还有些人可能很陌生。
But others may not know it very well.
那等我后面慢慢的来给大家解释。
And I'll explain it later in more details.
让我们进入这圣诞节的两个重要信息之前。
Before we enter into these two important messages of Christmas,
我们需要特别提到这个两个重要人物。
We need to mention two very important characters.
他们是恋爱中的一对年轻人。
They are a young couple in love.
一个叫做玛利亚。
One is called Mary.
好，她的未婚夫叫做约瑟。
And her fiancé is called Joseph.
因为大家对耶稣的母亲玛利亚都很熟了。
Because we are probably all very familiar with Jesus, the mother of Jesus, Mary.
那今天我要特别介绍一下约瑟。
Today we'll focus on Joseph.
我们看到新约圣经马太福音一开始就告诉我们。
We see that the New Testament, Matthew, tells us in the beginning.
以色列人当中有一个普通的木匠叫做约瑟。
There's a carpenter whose name is Joseph among Israelites.
虽然他很普通
although he is very ordinary,
但是他也很不普通
he is at the same time extraordinary,
因为他的祖先可以一直追溯到以色列民族当中的两个最伟大的人物
because his ancestor can trace back all the way to two very great people among the Israelites.
一个是以色列的先祖亚伯拉罕
One is the ancestor of the Israelites, Abraham.
另一个是以色列人最出名的君王叫做大卫。
The other is the very famous king, David.
而约瑟就是他们的后裔。
And Joseph is the descendant of all of both of them.
而约瑟的名字又与这个救恩的新时代耶稣基督连在了一起。
And the name of Joseph is also connected with the new era of Christians.
我们看到圣经一开始就故意的来把三个这个非常重要的巅峰性人物陈列在我们的面前。
We see that the Bible at the very beginning give us this three very important top people in front of us.
亚伯拉罕
Abraham
然后大卫
David
耶稣基督
and Jesus Christ.
这是三个划时代的人物。
Three persons across many eras.
我们看到这个由于这样的这个安排。
Because of this arrangement.
我们看到了约瑟就这个名字就跟这个第三个伟大的时代联系在一起。
We see the name Joseph is connected to the third very important era.
约瑟就是帮助耶稣降生的。那个非常关键的人物
Joseph is the character that helped the birth of Jesus
有的时候我想想我们的圣诞庆祝
Sometime I think about our celebration of Christmas
我们可能只知道享受圣诞节的祝福和美好
We only think about enjoying the blessings and the happiness of Christmas
但是我们可能忽略了圣诞节背后有很多感人的故事和感人的人物
But we may have neglected that there are a lot of moving stories and characters behind Christmas.
约瑟有一个未婚妻叫做玛利亚。
Joseph has a fiancée named Mary.
然后天使呢已经向玛利亚启示了上帝拯救人类的计划。
And angel had already revealed to Mary the God's plan to save mankind.
圣灵要借着玛利亚来怀孕生子。
And Holy Spirit would conceive and give birth to a son through Mary.
玛利亚经历了很大的恐惧和挣扎。
And Mary went through a lot of fear and struggle.
最后明白了上帝的旨意。
And finally, she understood the will of God.
勇敢接受了上帝的邀请。
And courageously, she accepted God's plan.
那么什么叫做有圣灵怀孕呢？
And what does it mean to be conceived by the Holy Spirit?
这需要我们回到旧约圣经创世纪的当时的记载
And this requires us to go back to the Old Testament, Genesis.
上帝在创造第一个人啊，人类第一个祖先亚当的时候
When God created the first humankind, our ancestor Adam,
他没有通过男女的结合来创造
He did not create it through the marriage of a man and a woman.
上帝将他的圣灵吹入了亚当的鼻孔
God breathed His spirit into Adam.
然后亚当就成了有灵的活人。
And he became a living soul.
他是第一个有从圣灵而生的人。
He is the first man born by the Holy Spirit.
可惜他犯罪堕落，远离了上帝。
But unfortunately, he sinned and he got further away from God.
现在上帝要再一次通过玛利亚。
Now God wants to again once.One more time through Mary,
去创造一个新的亚当，就是耶稣基督。
To create a new Adam, Jesus Christ,
来完成他的救赎计划。
To complete his plan of redemption.
所以圣经称这个为由圣灵来怀孕。
So in the Bible we call it conceived by the Holy Spirit.
这是上帝的奥秘。
This is a mystery of God.
需要我们用信心去理解这些圣经的真理。
It require us to understand it through faith.
让我们回来再来看看约瑟。
Now let's come back to Joseph.
约瑟受圣这个玛利亚受圣灵感孕这件事情。
This matter of conceived by the Holy Spirit from Mary.
约瑟大概三四个月以后才知道。
Joseph only knew about it after 3 to 4 months.
这就是我们今天讲到经文的一个背景。
This is the background about this sermon today.
约瑟得知了这个消息以后，
after Joseph heard this news,
同样面临了挣扎和痛苦。
He's also facing struggle and fear.
可见人要跟随上帝，他这个过程不是一帆风顺的。
So we can see that it's not easy for a man to follow the God.
让我们来看看这个一章十八节到十九节的经文。
Let's look at the verse 18 to 19.
经文这样告诉我们说，我们一起来读，预备用中文或者是熟悉的语言哈，我们一起读一下，预备起。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶。玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕，她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。我们看到约瑟没有办法接受上帝的旨意。
We see that it's hard for Joseph to accept the will of God.
他想要用自己的方法去结束，去解除这个婚约。
He wants to terminate this marriage by his own means.
我们读到这段经文的时候，
when we read this passage,
我们不能够用挪威人今天年轻人谈恋爱的时候或者婚姻关系来理解当时的这个背景。
We cannot try to interpret it from the perspective of young people in Norway today.
我们需要了解约瑟他痛苦的原因究竟在哪里。
We need to try to understand why Joseph was in pain, such pain.
这样的话，我们就需要了解犹太人他们当时传统的婚姻是这个观念和婚姻的这个成婚的这个过程。
We need to know how the Jews get into marriage, this their cultural tradition and the procedure.
犹太人成婚主要分三个阶段。
There are three main stages in the marriage of the Jews.
第一个就是定亲阶段。
The first is the betrothal stage.
这个阶段是由父母或者是媒人来决定，在孩子的时候就已经决定他们的关系。
In this stage, the parents or the matchmakers will decide.The marriage for their young children.
孩子们根本没有办法参与和决定。
And the children cannot be part of the decision.
第二个阶段就是订婚阶段。
The second stage is the engagement stage.
然后来要确定这个婚姻关系。
And this is to confirm this marriage relationship.
然后双方都可以用夫妻啊，妻子和丈夫的这个名称来公开他们的关系。
And both parties can claim this relationship of husband and wife.
但是他们没有身体的接触，不住在一起。
But there is no physical contact, and they do not live together.
如果一方发现对方这个不合适的话，
if one party find it not good for him or her in this relationship,
他要解除这样的婚约关系，
and wants to terminate this relationship.
所以他需要办离婚手续。
And he need to go through the divorce procedure.
然后这个就是经文讲到休了他，就是要离婚的意思。
In the passage, it talks about divorce.
好，那么如果一切顺利的话，
and if everything goes well,
然后通过一年的订婚期，
after 1 year of engagement,
他们就进入了第三个阶段。
They will enter into the third stage.
就是迎娶和成婚。
It is the wedding and getting wedded.
然后成为呢正式的夫妻。
And they will become official husband and wife.
然后就可以住在一起。
And they can live together.
而且婚礼要长达一个星期。
And their wedding will be 1 week long.
那么约瑟和玛利亚的关系。
And the relationship between Joseph and Mary.
就是处在一个第二个阶段，订婚的阶段。
Is in stage two, which is the engagement stage.
所以圣经还说玛利亚是一个童女，或者叫少女，或者叫处女。
So in the Bible, it tells us that Mary is still a virgin.
然后这当时她是不应该怀孕的。
And that, at that time, she should not be pregnant.
所以当约瑟发现玛利亚怀孕，
So when Joseph found out that she's pregnant,
那就是一个天大的事情。
And it was such a huge deal.
显然约瑟在感情上没有办法接受这个事实。
Of course, emotionally, it's impossible for Joseph to accept this fact.
所以他就决定暗暗的离婚。
So he decided to divorce her quietly.
要中断跟玛利亚的关系。
He wants to terminate this relationship with Mary.
直到他自己亲自得到上帝的启示。
Until he himself received the revelation from God.
这个时候，神就差遣了天使在约瑟的梦中向他启示说话。
And at this time, angels come to reveal to Joseph in his dream.
让我们一起来读第二十节的经文。
We can read verse 20 together.
这就是天使向约瑟的显现。
This is when the angels revealed, appeared to Joseph.
经文说，正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
The scripture says,But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
结果约瑟就理解了。
And Joseph understood it.
顺服了。
And he obeyed.
而且呢，立即用行动来回应上帝。
And immediately he responded to God's request with action.
与上帝同行。
And he walked with God.
就是由于玛利亚和约瑟同心遵行上帝的旨意。
It is because that Mary and Joseph, they together obeyed God.
才使得耶稣顺利的降生。
And that brings in the successful birth of Jesus.
这就是为什么今天我们还能在这里庆祝圣诞节的原因。
This is why we can still be here to celebrate Christmas.
约瑟和玛利亚的经历告诉我们。
The experience of Joseph and Mary tells us.
上帝愿意启示他的计划。
God is willing to reveal His plan.
他渴望介入我们人类的生活。
He wants to be part of our lives.
即使有人暂时误会和拒绝他。
Even if someone misunderstood him or was not clear about it.
然后上帝仍然会引导人，帮助人去更深地认识他。
God will still try to guide us to understand Him better and to know Him more.
要等候他们回转和顺服。
And return and wait for their return and obedience.
当人愿意凭信心接受他。
When a man is willing to accept him through faith.
与他同行。
And walk with him.
然后他们就能成为上帝恩典的出口。
And they can become a conduit of God's grace.
然后带给人出路和希望。
And bring people a way and hope.
如果你在认识上帝的道路上。
On your path or on your experience of knowing God,
你可能跟约瑟有类似的这种痛苦和经历。
You might have a similar experience of pain or difficulty as Joseph.
可能会有矛盾，可能会有挣扎。
You may have conflicts. You may have struggle.
然后你很难去选择。
It's very hard to make a decision.
所以你可以学习等候上帝的引导。
You can learn to wait for.God's guidance.
上帝会用你认识的方式、明白的方式来引导你。
God will guide you using the ways that you know and you understand.
最后让你心服口服的来顺服他、相信他。
And in the end, will make you willing to follow him completely.
我们当中的很多的基督徒。
Among us, there are many Christians.
我们都有，每个人都有自己跟神这样的一个经历的一个故事。
We all have our own story of this experience with God.
感谢上帝，我们很多人都相信了耶稣。
Thank to God that a lot of us, we all believed in God.
现在让我们就来看圣诞节给我们传递的两个重要的信息。
Now let's go back to the two most important messages of Christmas.
就是天使向约瑟提到的两个名字。
Which is the two names that the angels mentioned to Joseph.
一个就是耶稣，是大家熟悉的。
One is Jesus that we are all familiar with.
另一个名字叫做以马内利。
The other name is Emmanuel.
约瑟这个名字是希腊语。
The name of Joseph comes from Greece origin.
然后相当于旧约希伯来语的约书亚的意思。
It means in the Old Testament Joshua.
然后他的名字的意思就是上帝拯救的意思。
Which means God saves.
约书亚是旧约圣经当中的一个民族英雄。
Joshua is a national hero in the Old Testament.
他带领以色列人进入神所应许的迦南美地。
He led the Israelites into Canaan as promised by God.
脱离了这个埃及的统治。
They came out of Egypt.
然后实现了民族的独立。
And they claim independence.
而耶稣的来到呢？
But the coming of Jesus.
同样是为了拯救。
Is also for salvation.
但是他的拯救已经超出了以色列民族的正式解放和民族独立的范畴。
But that salvation has gone beyond the concept of the nation, a political, the political meanings.
好，我们看看第二十一节的经文。
Let's look at verse 21.
耶稣要怎么拯救呢？
How would Jesus save?
他说，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
It says because because he will save his people from their sins.
这个意思就是说，耶稣要救人脱离罪的控制。
That means that Jesus will save us completely from sin.
让人从罪里得到自由和释放。
And help allow us to gain life and be broken from sin.
而且彻底解决人类罪的那个根源问题。
Will completely solve the problem of sin of people.
让人因耶稣基督的名得到生命。
And allow us to gain life through the name of Jesus.
这就是圣诞节给我们传递的第一个信息。
That's the first message of Christmas.
在这个喜庆的圣诞庆祝期间。
In this happy celebration.
我们要讲罪这个沉重的主题。
We need to talk about sin, this kind of heavy topic.
其实有人会感觉不舒服。
Some of us may not be comfortable.
但这是救恩的核心。
This is the center, the key of the salvation.
是无法回避的。
We cannot avoid it.
然后耶稣的救恩是把所有人都圈在罪人的这个里面。
The salvation of Jesus is to include everyone into sin, in the circle of sin.
然后他邀请人们去认识自己的真相。
And he invites us to know the truth of sin.
然后回头走上帝的道路。
And come and return and walk the way of life.
上帝现在就邀请我们，大家都凭着信心顺服他。
And God right now invites us to obey Him through faith.
然后悔改，相信耶稣。
And return and believe in Jesus.
也许你现在感觉有点不舒服。
Right now you may not feel comfortable.
但是如果你凭着信心往前走一步。
But if you can just walk one step forward through faith.
你以后就舒服了。
And later you will feel comfortable.
因为你的生命脱离了罪。
Because your life has broken from sin.
就不至灭亡，反得永生了。
And you will not perish, but have eternal life.
希望今年的圣诞节能够帮助你找到人生的出路。
Hope this Christmas will help you find a way out in life.
我们来看看圣诞节传递的第二个重要的信息。
Let's look at the second important message of Christmas.
就是以马内利。
Which is Emmanuel.
以马内利这个词。
This word of Emmanuel.
对很多新朋友来说，可能还是蛮陌生的。
Maybe unfamiliar to a lot of new friends.
但是很多基督徒就已经是非常熟悉了。
But many of our Christians are very familiar with this.
圣诞节前我们叫做御灵节期间。
Before Christmas, we have this period of Advent.
在这个期间，我们教会通常会唱一首歌，叫做《以马内利来临歌》。
During this time, our church often sing a hymn called Emmanuel Advent Song.
然后你到世界各地去，你会可能会发现有一个教会的名字就叫以马内利教会。
If you go to somewhere in the around the world, you may see a church which is named Emmanuel Church.
在波兰有一对基督徒夫妇，我们大家很熟悉的，他成立了一个基金会，叫做以马内利基金会。
There's a couple in Poland that we are all familiar with, and they founded a foundation called Emmanuel Foundation.
他专门从事基督教书籍的发行。
It specializes in the distribution and sales of Christian books.
他也在乌克兰做宣教的工作。
And they also do missionary work in Ukraine.
以马内利这个词用的最多的就是基督徒在写信的时候。
The most often use of Emmanuel is in when Christians write emails.
到最后写完以后，我们都会写以马内利四个字。
At the end, we often end with Emmanuel.
结束我们的书信。
To end our letters.
以马内利是旧约圣经当中提到的一个名字。
Emmanuel is a name mentioned in the Old Testament.
在马太福音的时候就引用了这段话。
In Matthew, this was referenced.
我们来看到第二十二、二十三节，就是其中的一段。
Let's look at verse 22 and 23, which is one of those passages.
经文说这一切的事成就要应验主祭先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
It says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
好，这个名字是来自几百年前，有一个先知叫做以赛亚。
This name comes from a few hundred years ago. There is a prophet named Isaiah.
以赛亚在这个在很久之前就开始预言，将来会有一个童女生子。
From a long time ago, this prophet Isaiah has prophesied that a virgin will give birth to a son.
然后呢，人们要给他起名叫以马内利。
And we will name him Emmanuel.
那个时候，先知就在预言一个救主耶稣基督要降生的一段话。
And at that time, it was already prophesied that a savior called Jesus will be born.
然后这个以马内利这个字呢，它分成两个部分。
This word Emmanuel has two parts.
前面这部分就是神的意思。
And the first part means God.
然后后面这部分就是同在的意思。
And the second part means presence.
就是表示上帝要与人同在。
It means God wants to be present with us.
其实具体来说，就是上帝要借着耶稣基督与你我同在。
And it just means that God wants to be with us through Jesus Christ.
我为了这段经文，我查考了不同的这个翻译版本。
For this passage, I looked up many different versions of Bible.
我要找出一个我的问题，就是说耶稣是不是有第二个名字？
And I want to find out if Jesus has a second name.
然后我发现至少四五个版本都这样说。
And I found out at least four or five versions says this.
说当时是要称耶稣的名为以马内利。
It says at that time, Jesus should be called Emmanuel.
其实就是给他命名为以马内利。
In fact, it's just to name him Emmanuel.
所以耶稣应该有两个名字。
So Jesus should have two names.
一个叫耶稣，另一个叫以马内利。
One is called Jesus and the other Emmanuel.
然后这个以马内利就是耶稣，耶稣就是以马内利。
Emmanuel is Jesus and Jesus is Emmanuel.
我们大部分弟兄姐妹只提到第一个名字，耶稣。
Most of our brothers and sisters only mention the first name, Jesus.
呀，我们很少把耶稣跟以马内利连在一起。
We seldom connect Jesus with Emmanuel.
然后这就是圣诞节给我们的第二个重要信息。
This is the second important message that Christmas brings us.
就是耶稣他不单是拯救的意思。
That Jesus does not just mean salvation.
同时他也是上帝与人同在的意思。
It also means that God with man.
他要看顾引导人们。
He will guide and take care of people.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the world.
以马内利其实是跟我们每个人的生活有密切相关的。
Emmanuel is actually connected closely to our daily lives.
意思是说，不管我们生活当中遇到多么艰难的困境
，It means that no matter what difficulties we encounter in life,
我们都有坚持下去的理由和希望。
We have the reason and hope to persevere.
因为上帝他跟我们同在，他陪伴我们。
Because God is with us and He is accompanying us.
这个信息对已经相信耶稣基督的人非常的重要。
This is a very important message to people who already believe in Jesus.
我们不要单单的相信耶稣是我们的救主。
We shouldn't just simply only believe that Jesus is our salvation.
我们还要在每天的生活中相信他的同在。
We also need to believe that in our daily life, He is there with us.
我们还要依靠他。
We need to rely on Him.
我们要坚持不放弃。
We need to persevere and do not give up.
做一个有以马内利的人。
We should be a person with Emmanuel.
是一个有盼望的人。
A person with life.
总之，上帝渴望跟我们建立关系。
We know that God wants to be connected to us.
他希望拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
每天与我们同在。
Every day he wanted to be with us.
这就需要我们用超越自我的信心去接受和顺服他。
This requires to accept and obey him through a faith beyond ourselves.
勇敢地回应上帝的召唤。
And courageously respond to God's calling.
来得着他的救恩，也得着他的同在。
So we can receive his salvation and also receive his presence.
圣诞节告诉我们，上帝爱我们。
Christmas tells us that God loves us.
人类实在需要上帝的爱和救赎。
Mankind really needs the love and salvation of God.
我们需要上帝的同在。
We need the presence of God.
你对上帝的爱会怎样回应呢？
How would you respond to God's love?
你要不要勇敢地接受耶稣基督？
Would you courageously accept Jesus Christ?
去经历他的爱。
To experience his love.
享受他的陪伴和同在呢？
And enjoy his company and his presence.
如果你有这个感动，
If you have this moving,
而且感到上帝正在召唤你，
And you can feel that God is calling on you,
我鼓励你现在就跟我一起做下面的祷告。
I encourage you to follow me in this prayer.
然后决定相信耶稣。
And decide to believe in Jesus.
好，如果你愿意，你可以跟我重复下面的祷告。
If you're willing, you can follow me in the following prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，
Dear Jesus,
感谢你来到世界救赎人类。
Thank you for coming to this world to save us.
我愿意承认自己是个罪人。
I'm willing toadmit that I'm a sinner.
求你赦免。
I beg your pardon, forgiveness.
求你接纳我。
And please accept me.
我愿意接受耶稣做我的救主。
I'm willing to receive Jesus as my savior.
得着耶稣的救恩。
And receive this salvation.
得着以马内利的同在。
And receive the presence of Emmanuel.
求神听我的祷告。
Please hear my prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神，你愿意回应上帝的召唤。
Thanks to God that you can respond to God's calling.
愿世界因为有了耶稣。
Because of we have Jesus.
更加这个世界会更加和平和美好。
This world can become more peaceful and more beautiful.
人因为有了耶稣。
And for a man to have Jesus,
充满喜乐和盼望。
We can be filled with joy and hope.
祝大家圣诞快乐。
And wish you a Merry Christmas.
新年有新盼望。
Wish you have new hope in the new year.
愿每个人都拥有以马内利。
Wish that everyone has Emmanuel.
做一个有上帝同在的人。
And be a person with the presence of God.
是非常幸福的。
It is very, very happy and blessed.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless you.
谢谢李俊，我们特别谢谢他今天第一次为我们翻译啊。
Thank you.
非常好。